This episode may contain details that some listeners may find disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. Interstate 80 is a transcontinental highway that stretches from San Francisco, California, all the way across the United States and ends in a town called Teaneck, New Jersey. It is one of many vital highways for the transportation system of the U.S. This interstate goes through a stretch of northern Nevada that at times can feel like you're driving down a deserted, barren wasteland. And because of this, it has been properly nicknamed the Big Lonely. Despite being quote-unquote lonely, this area of northern Nevada has been the scene of many disappearances and strange murders, in which, in some cases, the bodies are found posed or burnt to a crisp and or have never been seen from again. This has led many to believe that there could be an active serial killer or many active serial killers in the northern Nevada area. Many of the cases seem to have connections, and most certainly all of the cases are strange and have strange circumstances surrounding them. Is there a serial killer, or more likely multiple serial killers, in northern Nevada using I-80 as a hunting and dumping grounds? Let's get into it. On July 14, 1972, in Elko County, Nevada, a nude, unidentified woman was found dead and already decomposing just off of I-80 exit 343 or Star Valley. The woman found was a white female between the ages of 17 to 25. She was 5'2", estimated around 105 pounds to 115 pounds. She had reddish blonde or light brown curly shoulder-length hair. The cause of death was a shot to the neck and left cheek by a .22 caliber gun. When she was found positioned in a cross-like pose. The woman has never been identified and has become known as Star Valley Jane Doe. Just over 21 years later, there would be a shockingly similar case. On November 16, 1993, a nude female was found off of I-80 Ramp Shafter, also in Elko County, Nevada. The woman's cause of death was the result of a shot by a small caliber gun. She was also found positioned in a cross-like pose and was not believed to have been killed where she was found. They were also around the same age and also both had curly hair that went down to around shoulder length, leading many and leading me to believe that these cases are most definitely connected in some way or another. To this day, this woman has not been identified and is now known as Elko County Jane Doe. I want to lay out one more case that is eerily similar before I get into some of the connections and some of the theories that people have around these cases. Unlike the last two cases you just heard, someone has actually confessed to this crime that I'm about to tell you. But the cases seem to be very similar and seem to be connected. Let's get into the case of Patricia Candace Walsh and her fiancé. Candace Walsh and her brand new husband decided that they were going to hitchhike from Seattle to the southern part of the United States. They were never seen from alive again. The husband was found in El Paso, Texas, but wasn't identified for 2 years. Candace Walsh was found in a cross-like position near Fillmore, Utah, about 100 miles south of Salt Lake City. She was shot multiple times and not killed where she was dumped. They eventually arrested someone in this case by the name of Robert Rhodes. Rhodes was a trucker who made the cab of his truck into a mobile sex dungeon. He has confessed to the killings of two couples. one being Candace Walsh and her new fiancé, and another 14-year-old girl and her boyfriend. At first glance, I thought that this guy could have been responsible for both of the Jane Doe cases as well as Candace Walsh's case. But as I began to look further into it, I realized that it didn't really fit his MO, as both of the Jane Does had no signs of sexual assault, and this guy was known for having a sex dungeon in the back of his truck. Another reason he possibly couldn't have committed at least one of these Jane Doe crimes is because Elko County Jane Doe was believed to have been killed in 1993, and Rhodes was in prison from 1990 until this current day. There is no way he could have committed the Elko County Jane Doe killing, as he was incarcerated in Illinois for the slaying of the 14-year-old girl and her boyfriend. And even though he is old enough to have committed the Star Valley Jane Doe crime, as he would have been a young adult at the time, I don't believe it was him, because the MO doesn't really fit up. Like I said, there was no sign of sexual assault on Star Valley Jane Doe, and the only person he is known to have shot is Candace Walsh. Rhodes was also known to have tortured victims, and Star Valley Jane Doe reportedly had no signs of torture, was just shot and positioned in a cross. That's all the information we have, though. I don't believe that Rhodes is connected to either of the Jane Doe cases that we've talked about, but it doesn't mean that he didn't kill Candace Walsh and her husband, and it doesn't mean that he wasn't most likely a serial killer. I do find it weird, however, that he decided to position Candace Walsh's body in this position of a cross. That's all I have to say on Robert Rhodes. It is very unlikely that he committed the Star Valley Jane Doe killing, and it is impossible that he could have committed the Elko County Jane Doe killing. Leading me to question, is the killer still free today at the end of his life, or did he die a free man, or possibly could he have been captured in relation to other crimes? We do not know, as these crimes are still unsolved and are very sad and very haunting still today. If these killings were of one person's doing, the serial killer would be very old today, and it leads me to question how many more cases are unsolved and of this killer's possible killer's doing. This is where I'm going to end the episode, and that on the next episode we're going to look at more cases in the Northern Nevada I-80 area. They don't seem to have any connections to the cases we talked about today, but they are very strange and very interesting. I hope you enjoyed this episode of SMM, and I hope that you tune in for the next one. Thank you for listening, and thank you for making it this far. If you believe you have any information that could be helpful in leading to solving this case, please contact the appropriate authorities in Elko County, Nevada, as well as Washoe County, Nevada. You can go look at the pictures of these Jane Does at the Doe Network. Stay safe out there in I-80. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you. This was the first episode of a two-part series. In the next one, we're going to be looking at another string of strange cases in Northern Nevada. We will also be talking about some of the theories from these cases and some of the cases we will be talking about in the next episode. Tune in to the next episode for the ending of Is There an Active Serial Killer in the Northern Nevada I-80 Area? Again, thank you for listening, and be safe.